At the last Hastings City Council meeting, the council elected to put some more checks and balances around town when it comes to charitable gambling. Hastings City Administrator Dan Witticha joined KDWA to talk about some of the changes and how it affects businesses that participate in charitable gambling.
The bureaucrat in me would say that the ordinance did have a couple of minor changes. It said we expect that the organizations to report what they're doing or how they're spending the money. It's not questioning what they're doing, or it's not changing the ordinance. The ordinance requires at least 50% to be spent in the trade area, which is Hastings and adjacent townships. That's been in place since 1998, so no change there, but we want to report and confirm that it's being spent the way it's supposed to. And consistent, you know, if there's, 11 or 12 organizations that conduct lawful gambling and pull tabs, we want to make sure that they're applied consistently and reporting consistently. The other change is a matter of checking in with basically an annual renewal. We want to make sure if there's changes in their management, we know who the proper contacts are. If we're getting regular reports, which we weren't necessarily getting before, we should be able to keep on top of things pretty good. But really just the, sort of that keep them in line, as you said. If we weren't requiring some renewals, we don't necessarily know what's going on out there. And for example, we actually had one organization that for at least 6 years was conducting pull tabs without the city knowing about it. So just tough to keep them in line if there's no oversight. So really, that's the changes. They're pretty minor, just to make sure that we know what's going on.